and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Three Americans have been released from Chinese prisons and are headed home. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The Biden administration says Mark Swiden, Kai Li, and John Leung are being released from China in exchange for three unidentified Chinese citizens being held in the U.S.
The ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah appears to be holding. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells CBS Mornings he hopes it's the beginning of the end.
The tens of thousands of Israeli citizens and hundreds of thousands of Lebanese civilians will be able to return to their home, and it's designed to be a permanent end to this war.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve is on the road from New York to Washington with any luck he gets there before 1 p.m. Eastern because
AAA said expect traffic to really start picking up. So right now is a good time to be on the roads. It'll get worse as the day goes on.
The Auto Club says nearly 72 million of us will drive 50 or more miles from home during the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a new animal-assisted therapy dog at Marshfield Children's Hospital. Her name is Dolly, and she is specially educated to assist pediatric patients cope while at medical appointments, procedures, or during their hospital stay. Marshfield Children's Hospital is one of only two in Wisconsin to have a facility dog. The program is different from pet therapy. Dolly works with a child life handler who will assess if a child's care plan would benefit by assistance from Dolly. The facility dog is considered a member of the child life team and will be treated like an employee. The NWS has simplified their winter terminology for cold weather events. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has the details.
The NWS took away the wind chill advisories, watches, and warnings, and are now switching over to cold weather alerts. For example, wind chill watches will now be called an extreme cold watch, while what was once known as wind chill warnings will now go by extreme cold warnings. Matt Friedline at the National Weather Service says,
because what would happen in the structure that we had been in was you could have the winds usher in the cold air in, say, January, and the wind chill headlines are out, but then the winds end, but then some of the coldest temperatures happen in the wake of that, and there'd be no headlines from us in the weather service. So even though it would still be dangerous out, cold is cold is the approach here and the simplification.
And this week is Winter Weather Awareness Week, which is a good time to know where all of your cold and snowy gear is.
If you usually put your garbage out on Wednesday night, you'll want to delay a day in Wisconsin Rapids. Thursday's garbage collection in the city of Wisconsin Rapids will be moved to Friday. City crews will collect along routes on Friday instead of Thanksgiving Day. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks win in Miami. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 106-103 victory over the Heat. Just before the game, Giannis had to drop out with a swollen knee. Guard Damian Lillard.
They said he wasn't going to be in the lineup. I needed to come out and be in attack mode and just try to make things happen and just have that energy.
Lillard led with 37 points, 12 assists. The Bucks now 9-9. NFL, it's the Packers and the Dolphins tomorrow night. The forecast for Green Bay, cloudy, windy. What's it like playing quarterback in the cold? Jordan Love.
In the cold? I don't mind. I mean, it is what it is. You know, being here in Green Bay, it's going to be cold, and you got to go out there and play whatever the conditions might be. So playing here, we practice in the weather every day in the cold, especially a team coming from Miami. You know, I'll take that any day.
It was sunny and 81 in Miami. So how do you get a team ready for 25 degrees at Lambeau?
I was just going to carry ice cubes in my pockets and throw them at players all week.
That's the Dolphins head coach, Mike McDaniel. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today with high temperatures near freezing in the low 30s. Winds are calm and they'll stay that way tonight too as temperatures fall to the teens. But by tomorrow, for Thanksgiving, it'll be blustery cold as winds drop temperatures for the weekend to the low 20s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 21.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we'll replay our visit with dairy farmer Hans Breitenmoser about how Trump's mass deportations would hammer the U.S. food supply.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Buck, and Jess Plotkin-Sell on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Love to hear from you. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Day before Thanksgiving, lots of people are going to be hitting the roads either today, tomorrow for sure. Brittany Merlot joining us in about 15 minutes for a little weather and wine, and we'll see what the roads are going to look like when you are heading out. I don't think we're supposed to get any weather around here, but I think there are some systems like in Colorado and things like that that might snarl things up a little bit if you're going to be flying. So Brittany's coming up in just a little bit. 11:33, Tyler Moss. He's the co-founder and writer for Milwaukee Record. And we'll wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's Turkey versus Unexpected Visitor Edition. If you ever have a thing which you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. Want to remind you, too, maybe tonight when you're doing some prep work, I would encourage you to check this out. It's called Deer Hunters Roundup.
Okay.
And this is a show that's been airing for over 50 years.
What?
Every night from 6 to 8 p.m. during the gun deer season, with the exception of tomorrow, on WCQM, WHSM, and WIRI. And you can find all those stations via the Civic Media app. They open up the phone lines for 2 hours from 6 to 8 p.m., and then turn it over to hunters who are scattered all over Wisconsin. So they call in with stories and tales, and it's wildly popular.
Yeah, I imagine.
So if you want a little company tonight when you're getting things ready for the family coming in tomorrow, check it out tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. You can listen on the Civic Media app or on your local Civic Media station, again, in Park Falls, Hayward, or Wisconsin Rapids. You can always find those stations too online. Go to civicmedia.us and click on stations, and that will show you where we are all over the state. All right, I very much would like folks' input on this. It's a very serious topic.
Very serious.
For the day before Thanksgiving.
Folks, can we get serious right now?
Let's get serious.
Let's get serious.
It's Tater Tot Casserole Wars. My sister Suzanne and I have an ongoing dispute on what belongs in a tater tot casserole.
Okay, I need to start something first here. I need a basic question because okay. I was used to what I had at Thanksgiving.
Sure.
We never had a tater tot casserole.
Okay.
Is it exactly what you are saying? Or is it like, it's like a casserole with a tater tot base and a top with stuff inside? Explain to me what a tater tot casserole actually is.
Okay, tater tot casserole, yeah. The way I make it.
Yes.
So I put a layer of tots on the bottom.
Okay.
And then you bake those for about 15 minutes.
We call that the totem. All right.
Okay. And then you smash them down.
Okay, great. All right. All right.
And smash the totem.
Yep, smash the totems. And then you brown ground beef and onion.
Yeah.
And you get a can of mushroom soup mix.
Okay.
And you mix a little milk in there.
Great.
And you mix that with the ground beef and onions.
Wonderful.
And this is where the war comes in. Green beans.
Sure.
Team Jane has green beans.
Yes. Team Suzanne has corn.
So you make the exact same casserole, but for those two ingredients.
For the vegetable.
Neither one of you like add a spice or...
I like to add a little Worcestershire sauce.
Okay. All right. How does she feel about the Worcestershire sauce?
I think she would be pro.
Pro Worcestershire sauce?
Yes.
All right. All right. So what we're really dealing with...
it's the corn versus green bean issue.
So how much of a war is this? Is this like something that will, I don't want to say ruin Thanksgiving, will definitely annoy your family once you start talking about it?
It's not so much annoying as it is amusing.
Okay. All right.
We find it amusing because we both have very strong feelings about what belongs in this.
Is this like a, you go back and forth 1 year, you make the tater tot casserole 1 year, she makes the tater tot. Okay, so whose year is it to make the tater tot casserole?
It's my sister's.
Okay, so you're going to have to suffer through corn. Yes.
Do you not like corn, Jane?
I like corn on the cob.
Okay.
Okay. That is not canned corn?
No.
This isn't cream corn either. It's not cream corn.
No, it's not cream corn. This is just regular corn.
Okay. I'm trying to get all the information here because I want to.
Before you make a determination.
Well, yes, because, another important question, I believe. What road were you and your sister walking down together, holding hands as sisters, where you approached the fork, no pun intended, in the road that you diverged? Did someone say, try corn, try green bean? Is it a family recipe that was handed down to you and your grandmother said you always put green beans in?
There was no fork.
There was no fork. Okay.
Not that I can identify.
All right. So you just both happened to make a tater tot casserole.
With a different vegetable.
With a different vegetable.
Now, yesterday, I heard a fancy schmancy chef talking about her tater tot casserole.
Right.
And she mentioned green vegetables.
Okay.
Okay.
So implying that it could be green beans.
Yeah.
It could be broccoli. That's a crime. Don't use broccoli.
I love broccoli.
I love broccoli too, but, yeah, but not in my tater tot casserole.
Not in a tater tot casserole.
I don't know. There's something about green beans and tater tots broccoli and tater tots. It's delightful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have that experience?
Yeah.
Weird. All right. Moving on. So, is there anything else you'd like to enter in for the record?
And cheese. I forgot cheese. We both use cheddar cheese.
Well, of course. Because the doy.
Right.
Now let's go to your sister, Suzanne, who's on the phone. I'm just kidding. She's not on the phone right now. All right. So we have some information. And so it's not a family recipe that's being diverted.
It's just a divergence in taste.
Okay. All right.
Green beans, not corn. 855-752-4842. Tater Tot Casserole Wars. Michaela from West Bend texting in. Listening on WAUK, your sister is right. You can use corn.
And
I add garlic and the tots go on top. Michaela, I actually do the bottom layer of tots and then I do another layer of tots on top.
Good.
And Alicia on the live stream says, I think Jane wins. So
thank you, Alicia.
We're 1-1.
Well, let's wrap it up now.
Yeah. We didn't register that first vote. Never mind.
That's all we really needed was...
We need Michael Gableman on this.
Was rigged.
Alicia said, I think Jane wins.
I mean, the live streams are looking at us and they can see the passion in your eyes when you're talking about it. The radio people just hear our voice and I feel like the passion in your eyes wins. But Jess, PS on the boards?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
I think they both sound delightful.
Okay, come on.
Okay, so... my thought here is that corn might not be the best ingredient in this casserole for a couple reasons. One of those is just color. If it's just corn and tater tots and ground beef and onions, you're all just kind of beige. But when you have the green beans in there, that gives you a little bit of contrast. You get a little bit of brightness from it. I like that from an aesthetic perspective. But I also like corn. So my thought here is I would just go the route of both.
Whatever works on that day. Who's ever making it that day is the version.
Whoever, Jess, for whomever year it is, you're excited to get that casserole regardless.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Give me a tater tot casserole any day.
Do you eat the casserole when your sister makes it?
Yes.
You do?
Okay. I do.
Does your sister eat the casserole when you make it?
Grudgingly.
Does she not like green beans?
No, she likes green beans. But it's the tater tot casserole division.
Right. This is so wonderfully Midwestern. Like,
Scott from Shorewood says the style of green bean is proving to be important in my decision. What style of green bean do you use?
Okay.
Important question.
It is an important question. I like French style green beans.
What does that mean?
They're sliced a little thinner.
Okay. All right.
I wouldn't use regular full green beans, yeah. even chopped mm-hmm. up. I like the texture. Michaela says double tots is brilliant. I have nothing against green beans. I've just always done corn. Tyler from Columbia County listening in Madison on WMDX. Both are valid as long as it's not called hot dish.
What does that matter?
And Lauren from Eau Claire, but raised in Minnesota, says, love Jane, but she's down 2 points from me because it's tater tot hot dish, not casserole, and yes, with corn.
The real one.
Wow. Okay. We've unwrapped. Wow. We have opened a can here, folks.
A can of corn, baby.
We're not even, it's not even ingredients anymore, folks. It's the name of the product. I don't want to call it the name of the dish because I feel like I'm giving extra points to Lauren from Eau Claire, raised in Minnesota.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. If you want to weigh in on this, we got just a couple of minutes left.
Do you want to hear something weird, Jane?
Yes.
You know my aversion to green beans, right?
I do.
Yeah, I do not like green beans.
I know you don't.
I would sooner eat your tater tot casserole than tater tot casserole with corn. I don't know why, but as Jess was saying, it's not a color thing for me. It's just... I feel like there's a crunchiness that green beans have that the corn would get lost in with the tater tots. Like you would almost be like tater tots would get in the, or mm-hmm. corn would get in the tater tots and you couldn't even crunch on the corn.
Right. There's it's more all like crunchy. One texture with that.
Yeah. There's more of a crunchy aspect with yours.
All right.
So
I appreciate the vote.
I'm leaning your way.
I'm down 2 points with Lauren. I don't know.
She was raised in Minnesota. What does she know?
I think what we're going to need to do is we're just going to need to have both of them.
We'll have to bring them in.
That's right yeah. there. Producer uh-huh. of the year.
You're probably
uh-huh.
right.
Uh-huh. Probably right. It's the only way that we can bring a fair and accurate voting to this matter.
I'll get along. So listener in WFHR, why not just use both in the same dish? A little
get
yellow,
out of my country. Disgusting.
And a little green would make it mean. And another respondent listening in Madison on WMDX. We always use green beans and the French cut ones as well. So I'm with Jane. You are a very intelligent person.
Wow.
Helen from Wanakee.
This is amazing.
I put in frozen mixed vegetables. I could do that, but no lima beans.
No.
No limas.
No, lima beans were invented on a dare.
Lima beans are a mistake. They're just a mistake.
They just never feel good.
Well, we will continue this when Brittany Merlot joins us before we start talking about the roadways.
If hope you would, she knows.
Surprise. If you would like to comment on the Tater Tot Casserole Wars, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Stay with us. We will be right back. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the statewide, countrywide, potentially global Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Wisconsin women's basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Whew, I don't know about you, but I get shivers every time I think about the upcoming cooking for the holidays. I'm not the best cook or great with hosting parties, so it's always stressful. This year is different, though. This year, I'm ordering my dinner pre-made from El Cafe in Port Edwards. I got full three-course meals for all and a homemade pie. Now, all I need to be in charge of is the dishes, and I can handle that. Don't worry about your holidays. Call El Cafe today. Let them do the heavy work and take your holiday back and enjoy.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Jess P.S. on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. She joins us once a week for a little weather and wine. Ooh. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot is here. Brittany, before we get to the really important things about talking about people traveling for the holiday, right before you joined us, we had a very, very important topic we were kicking around. It's tater tot casserole wars. My sister and I have this ongoing dispute on what vegetable belongs in a tater tot casserole. I am pro green bean. She is pro corn. I'm just wondering where you fall in this very important disagreement.
Wait, so a tater tot casserole? Yes. I don't even know if I've ever had this. First of all, sounds amazing.
It's fabulous.
Same here.
Oh, Jane, I'm coming over to your house tomorrow.
Absolutely. Come on and buy.
Wow. I'm going to go with corn, though, just off the whim, if I were to.
Well, that's all.
All right. That's all the time we
have. Pretty roll. Have a great weekend.
It's been great. No, it's
bad. Bad choice.
My bad. No, that's fine. It's a matter of taste. Whatever you like, whatever works. It's fine.
You're forgiven.
I don't know about that.
Oh, it's not a problem. So things around here, are we looking at snow up north, Brittany? Because I know a lot of people, if they haven't already hit the road, are going to be hitting the road probably this afternoon and sometime tomorrow. So at least in Wisconsin, what are we looking at for the weather?
Yeah. So for Wisconsin, everything looks really, really good for a majority of the state, except way, way, way north. I'm talking by Lake Superior North. That lake effect snow machine is turning on tonight.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. And it's going to pack a punch, especially in towards Hurley and Ironwood, Michigan as well. So that whole snow belt area is going to get smacked. And they're looking at anywhere from about 2 to 5 inches per day. And this is going to last through the weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we're talking nearly 20 inches of snowfall, which is good timing because if this happens and materializes, snowmobile trails up north open on December 1st. So
that's
wrap.
That's so important. It really is. I mean, for people who are driving, obviously it's a pain in the neck, but just think about the Berkey and all those businesses and all those lodges and stuff up north who are just so dependent on getting snow.
Absolutely. So this is good news for them. They're excited. I know that.
I bet.
But if you're driving in it, yikes. Leave early. Take your time. I mean, if you're going to be up north, anywhere in the UP or along Lake Superior, even on the other side of Lake Michigan, if you are headed to Indiana or Michigan areas, they're getting hit with a storm also. So right now, it's moving in as rain down into central Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio Valley. That's going to flip to snow tonight. So that side is going to continue to see snowfall through the weekend as well as Buffalo. Oh my gosh. If you're flying out there, expect delays.
Well,
oh
and so the system that's moving in, is this a system that just hit Colorado? Because I saw that they had some snow out there, and that might be snarling things up a little bit today and tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah. So this one's staying much further south, and then it's sliding up as a nor'easter in a sense. So the far northeast is going to get hit pretty hard tomorrow too.
Something you mentioned, I think on Monday, was if you are traveling, there's going to be some weather hitting Illinois as well. So people should really be watching it, because we're leaving on Friday to go to Indiana. So we're going right through and all the junk that is Chicago traffic. But so but there's going to be weather coming through. What days and how is that going to affect the travel times for people who might not be going today or tomorrow, but maybe this weekend?
Actually, it's looking at pretty good throughout the entire area this weekend. The biggest trouble is just going to be mainly tonight. So if you still have to hit the road and you're headed south, expect that to flip over this evening. And then it'll kind of dissipate by tomorrow morning. But Thanksgiving afternoon and evening, with those winds starting to really get blustery. I mean, it's pulling in this really, really cold air mass. It's also going to bring chances for spotty snow showers throughout the entire state. So tomorrow, any of us could see some snow. Don't be surprised if you do. But it's going to be that light, fluffy kind, and it's not really going to accumulate. And temperatures are crashing. I mean, this weekend, it's going to be sunny out there. Beautiful. But highs struggling to get to 20 degrees. Plus, you put a 20-mile-per-hour wind on top of that.
Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be the frozen tundra.
Great. My dog's going to be so mad at me.
Well, and you know, that's an important reminder, though, too, though. And I know folks love their pets. But if you're cold, they're cold. Yes. So keep that in mind. And another good reminder, too, and we've mentioned this numerous times before, 511wi.gov is a really useful app to download that will give you a map of the entire state of Wisconsin. All of the accidents, all of the road closures, all of the everything. It's really, really useful. And so get it on your phone or check your computer before you jump in the car. 511wi.gov is really, really useful. So after we get through the frigid weekend and into next week, what are we looking at? It's going to be the first week of December.
Oh, well, you know, it's going to be an active one because it's my birthday week. So I'm ordering up some snow shots.
Oh, nice.
And they're coming. Yes, it does look like we have a chance for some snow possibly as we go into Tuesday, Wednesday next week. And then again, Thursday could be our first widespread big old snowstorm potential. So next week's an active week with two chances and then potentially even into next weekend.
So if my birthday is about a week or so after yours, I could order up just sun and fun and at least 60 degree temperatures. Is that how that works?
You don't have the pull that she does.
I've seen a tornado. I've seen the movie Twister.
She has barometers. She's at a whole different level than you.
This seems really, really, this seems rigged right now. This is what it feels like.
I can put that request in for you, Greg. No problem.
Thank you, Brittany.
Brittany Merlot joins us once a week for a little weather and wine. Big Thanksgiving plans. Are you going to be on the road or you're sticking close to home?
I will be on the road, headed south, but be good. Well, I'm leaving early.
Safe travels. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks so much joining us. News is coming up next. When we return, we're going to talk to Tyler Moss from Milwaukee Record. A little more casserole discussion.
Yeah.
If you want to check in with that, stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network. There's not another living soul.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin's gun deer hunting season opened last Saturday, and the DNR has released preliminary harvest numbers. Here's Civic Media's Derek Tritz.
Hunters registered 89,203 deer statewide during opening weekend. This is a 1.8% decrease from last year, which wasn't a surprise to deer program specialist Jeff Pritzel.
We are down slightly, which was to be expected given the late start of the opener. We see that in other years when the opening date of the gun season is later, it's further removed from the peak of the breeding season. It's further removed from the peak of daytime deer activity as well. So
this number is also 4.8% down from the five-year average. However, this statewide decrease doesn't mean each county was behind last year's figures. Several counties like Washara and Dodge County experienced opening weekends significantly better than last year's. Pritzel also expressed how being a deer program specialist doesn't guarantee you a harvest.
I can struggle too. I have yet to see a deer. I hunted in Vilas County opening weekend, and I was in that camp of folks that just were not benefiting from any deer movement, apparently. And I spoke to another Vilas County hunter that had his deer in the 17 years he's been hunting up there. I spoke to another one that said it was the worst year that they've had up there. And so just an example of the variation. But I can empathize with those hunters that haven't had a chance to see a deer yet. And the season's young, and there's more opportunities waiting for me, I'm sure.
Regardless of harvest, hunters stayed safe during opening weekend as there were no firearm-involved hunting accidents reported.
Gun deer season ends December 1st, which means there's still time for hunters to turn this season into a success. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy today with high temperatures near freezing in the low 30s. Winds are calm and they'll stay that way tonight too as temperatures fall to the teens. But by tomorrow, for Thanksgiving, it'll be blustery cold as winds drop temperatures for the weekend to the low 20s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fleet.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, Jimmy Costa, guest host The Maggie Dawn Show. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Good morning. Welcome Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Jess P.S. coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the new news, Todd Alba takes over from noon to 2 p.m. today. He's going to be joined by his regular Wednesday guests, Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitlow and senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, Trigby Olson. All the news and analysis you need before the long holiday weekend. That's today with Todd Alba from noon to 2 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. Very excited to be joined by our next guest. He is the co-founder and a writer for Milwaukee Record. Tyler Moss is here. Good morning, Tyler. Happy Thanksgiving.
What's up? Hello.
Well, before you joined us, we were having a very, very hot discussion about tater tot casserole wars that my sister and I are having. We have a difference of opinion on what vegetable belongs in a tater tot casserole. She is pro corn. I am pro green bean.
Yeah.
Where do you come down in this very important discussion?
I kind of think that it's really just up to the person who is the one who's making it, I guess.
Diplomat.
Other people. But I feel like it's this loose thing. I think it's like invented essentially to just be like, what's around the house? What do we have? Okay, we have a lot of corn. I guess we're going to throw it in this time. We have some broccoli that's about to go. We have some cream of blank soup.
Yeah.
We're just going to throw that in there.
No. So. I did see one shocking suggestion coming in on the text line from our very own Chris Casper. One of our fabulous engineers.
I'm for this.
He suggested sauerkraut. I think that's a crime against food.
That would work, I think. I mean, if you have like the dumplings or whatever, I mean, that could be hot sauerkraut.
A base. The totems.
And also not to, like, I don't want to be that guy that like is a hot dog a sandwich, but I've also heard that lasagna is very technically a casserole too.
Oh, and that's another debate that I'm seeing on the text line. It's like, it's not tater tot casserole. It's tater tot hot dish.
Mm-hmm. And also, the word hot dish. I think once you reach the Minnesota border,
it's hot dish.
Hot dish.
Right. But in Wisconsin, it's a casserole, right?
Yeah.
I kind of liken it to how certain people say the word, they say either pop or they say, hey, want a soda? Like, you want a pop? That kind of thing. If you live north of Nina and you were born in the 1980s, then you might say pop until enough other people make fun of you in Milwaukee and you switch like I did to soda.
I mean, I can handle green bean and corns, and I will definitely handle some sauerkraut, but if you call it pop, you're just whatever. I think though, Tyler just had a brainstorm of an idea right there. You take the bottom layer of tots, the totem,
the totem,
you put the stuffings in there.
Yeah.
A layer of sauerkraut with that. And then the top of it is dumpling.
It's very starchy.
It's very, it's the starchiest.
But the whole gift of a tater tot casserole is there's very little effort to expend. If I got to make, then I got to make dumplings. Do they make, are there pre-made dumplings? Come on.
I think it's a miracle food because it's really easy to make. It's extremely inexpensive to make. I mean, unless you want to really gild the lily and make it like really nuanced or whatever, like rotisserie chicken and a bone marrow broth or whatever.
Right.
But really, it's just like, here's what we have around. I can whip this up and we can heat it up on Wednesday when it gets dark at 3:45,
but I heard a chef yesterday talking about how she makes hers and she uses green beans or a green vegetable. But then she was talking about how she makes her own cream of mushroom soup base. And I'm like, oh, stop it.
I do that for green bean casserole.
Well, okay. You're going to lose Jane at any sort of cooking that requires steps beyond the steps.
Is it, if it's got more than 9 ingredients and it involves blanching?
If the ingredients are in the frozen, the frozen vegetable bag, technically there could be 6 in the medley. So that's 6 ingredients.
That's okay. That I can deal with. But not that, you know, and now you blanch it and now you sing to it. And no, I'm not doing any of those things.
Chris Casper just lost me because now he's proposing a whole new version of it, which is basically like a corned beef sandwich with Thousand Island dressing, corned beef, sauerkraut. Okay, buddy.
What you're describing right there, that's just a sandwich with fries.
Yeah, you get your fries like packed around your sandwich.
I mean,
yeah,
that's like
the Manny Brothers or whatever.
Now he's backing away from the argument. Nice try, Chris.
Well, as always, Tyler, when you need food rules and or opinions, you always go to Tyler Moss. What else
I've
is going?
I've learned that there are no rules, really. I mean, well, it's like Outback Steakhouse, no rules. That's right.
Well, what else is going on, Tyler? What's happening in the world of Milwaukee?
Well, I guess we're discussing this because we are doing an event, actually, the second annual Casserole Call.
I love this so much.
On my webcam, I didn't wipe off enough. I'm sorry. And that is happening on December 8th at Falcon Bowl, which is in River West. It's a historic alley that also has a hall that was very underutilized until like a month ago. And so this is sort of the hey, this thing's back. This very historic venue. Mm-hmm. It's used for ballroom dancing and for hot dish related competitions.
Oh, that's fantastic. It is. That's great. So what is this event all involve, Tyler?
I enlisted a bunch of local restaurants from all over the spectrum. A lot of them, they either already offer this or they're going just way off the map and they're doing we have a few pizza places and we have an Italian specialty grocer. We have the National. We have Good Kind. We have a chef who she was the owner of the restaurant Lazy Susan, and she's working her way out of retirement to do this. I just asked a bunch of different people, and they're going to make their own riff on it. There's a brewery, actually, Black Husky as well. And so just a bunch of different places, they're doing their own rendition of it. And then you buy samples, and then we give the money to a local food pantry.
That's so cool. It really is. That's great. So how many different, and can they, I mean, is there a specific ingredient list, or can they do anything? It's just any kind of hot dish that they want.
It's almost annoyingly loose because they've all asked me, are you sure? Like, what are the rules? What are the parameters? I'm just like, as long as they make enough for between 50 and 300 people.
We're good.
Like, if you're okay having leftovers, you should make it your own. And it could be a representation of what they do every day, or it could just be like, you might like our blank. You might enjoy the rotisserie chicken or the bucatini, but we're doing this. And it's the most Minnesota version of a hot dish or whatever of all time.
I love it.
Well, we had Matt Wild on last year about this time when you were doing it for the first time. And I remember something about us being willing to be celebrity judges on this. Do you need judges?
If you want to come by, I'll get you a few sample tickets. You can let me know what you think. I forgot about this aspect. Everyone who's in attendance, they get to vote.
Yeah.
And then we pick a winner. And
is it just bragging rights?
It's a plaque that I have not ordered yet, but I will get around to it. I'll order the one from last year and the one this year at the same time.
Well, you get them a plaque from last year and you just take the plaque away and give it to the next person. It's like a Miss America crown.
You get to touch it briefly.
Yeah.
But then they also get some advertising because all of them, they're very, I feel like it's a very difficult season because, we're all very busy, mm-hmm. and it's about to be the worst, period for restaurants in terms of no one's really going in. Staffing's hard, but they're all volunteering their staff, their food costs, their Sunday afternoon, and so everyone who's involved, they get some free ads with us as well, and just as a minor token.
Well, just to reiterate, this is happening December 8th.
Yep, at the Falcon Bowl, the hall that's attached onto it. So, and we have some info on our site, or if you go to, I believe, falconbowlmke.com, they'll have the link there as well.
We'll got all the links in our show notes, mm-hmm. and you can find the show notes at civicmedia.us. Just click on shows and then go to Matt Nair on there. And Greg does a really great job of including all the links for each episode. They're broken down into 2-hour episodes, little 2-hour podcasts.
1 hour.
1 hour podcast.
One hour. Yeah.
Yeah. Tyler Moss is here from Milwaukee Record talking about their great casserole contest coming up on December 8th. What else is going on at the Record?
We are about to be doing a bracket, the Best Thing in Milwaukee bracket. We're unveiling that on Monday. We did it last year. The first one had a write-in for all the categories, the first round, so that was very nuts. But then we narrow it down to whoever wins the write-in, they're in the tournament, and we narrow it down to the best thing. And the lead singer of a local hardcore band that I can't say on air, their name, was the winner last year, Tab Man of
A band that shall remain nameless?
Yes, unless you want to get fined.
Yeah, I know that band name, yep.
So it could be anything. That was our write-in, beating out local radio stations, local breweries, everything. So, your voice can be heard.
So there's no specifications. It could be any great thing in Milwaukee that you think is great.
We have 16 different things, and we picked the first three in the four thing, region or whatever. And then the readers get to fill in the fourth one. And if enough of them win, then it moves on. It's a mess, but it's fun. And then we just have our best of week that's happening in the middle of the month, where we talk about some of our favorite albums, favorite music videos, favorite boat related happenings. How the boat got stranded on that beach, and
yes.
Some restaurant things, just a recap of the year that was, and that's about it. I mean, we have a bunch of events, our halftime series. We're showing Dumb and Dumber at the Avalon on December 18th, and we announced a non-alcoholic beverage festival, which I believe I was on here for last year, the year before.
Yeah.
And that will be returned to the Cooperage on January 4th. And we're also doing a Madison one on the 18th at the Burr Oak.
That's really great, Tyler. Mm-hmm. That's a big growing segment of the population are people who want to have mocktails and who want to enjoy non-alcoholic drinks and not feel like they're being ostracized. I think that's fabulous. Mm-hmm.
And also non-alcoholic beverages taste good now. Because when I was a kid, my dad would slip me a Sharps. I'm like, why do you drink this?
Why are you punishing yourself?
Yeah, this is disgusting. this is the third year of the non-alcoholic festival?
The fourth year. For the Milwaukee one, and then it'll be the second one for the Madison.
That's fantastic. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, make sure you check out Milwaukee Record. Make sure you go to their casserole contest on December 8th. I think we need to do a road trip.
I think so too. Yep.
The casserole call.
And those notes are already up. That link that... The announcement's already in the show notes, so you can find out more about that and enjoy it. Gosh, now I want Chris Casper's Reuben casserole that he's talking about.
All right, Casper, pressure's on, buddy. Pressure is on.
If he shows up with enough, he's in.
Show up on December 8th, Casper. That works too. Tyler Moss is the co-founder.
Not for everyone, just for him.
And Tyler Moss is the co-founder and writer for Milwaukee Record. Thank you so very much, Tyler. Have a very happy Thanksgiving. Yes.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Coming up next, we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Turkey versus Unexpected Visitor Edition. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba. Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. Doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids!
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win!
Right way cleaning with your delight.
Do you need your business or office cleaned? Whether you need cleaning daily, weekly, or seasonally, call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Need help grocery shopping, laundry, cooking, house sitting, or pet sitting? Call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Power washing siding and decks, grass cutting, raking leaves? Yep, call Patty at Right Way Cleaning, 459-1475 anytime.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
97.5 FM WFHR would like to sincerely thank all of the sponsors who have helped keep Pet of the Week on air for all the animals at the Southwood County Humane Society. Thanks to this program, the shelter receives help, the community stays informed, and animals find their forever homes. If you would like to help and be a sponsor of the show, please call 715-496-0710. From everyone at WFHR, thank you for being a part of this great show. Thursdays at 9 a.m.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air, Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Jess P.S. in for Calvin, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. And don't forget, if you haven't done it yet, download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps. It is completely free. You can call and text directly to whatever show you're listening to all across the Civic Media Radio Network. It's a really pretty slick thing.
Yeah.
And like I said, it is absolutely free. We might have a contest coming up soon where you could win wonderful and fabulous prizes that could but probably won't change the course of your entire life. That could start next week.
All right.
Just saying. We want to download it now so you're ready.
Well, what did we always also say about the app, too? We also just had the app will... It will never change your life in any significant way, but it won't make it worse.
Yes. The Civic Media app, yep. It's not going to help, but it won't make it worse. High praise.
It might help.
It could, but it shouldn't make it worse. Shouldn't make it worse. All right. It is 11:53. That means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me. At Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. If you ever have a guest you would like us to invite on the show, if you ever have a topic going on in your community, maybe there's some nonprofit that you would like to send a little love to,
yeah,
you can use that same email too at Jane Says, JaneSays. All right, here we go. The Turkey versus Unexpected Visitor edition. This was the second year I was married to my husband and the first year spending Thanksgiving dinner with his whole family. Everybody split up cooking to make it easier for everyone. I volunteered to cook the turkey and make macaroni salad. I love cooking turkey. I always go the extra mile to ensure it is the best turkey ever. I cook it slow. I baste it every 2 hours. I stayed up almost all night cooking the turkey. I made the macaroni salad a few minutes before having to leave. Now, my husband and I had to take separate cars to the family gathering place. Mm. So he had already left. I got everything covered and ready to leave. I took the turkey out first, which was very heavy.
Yeah.
And I set it first in the trunk, and then I opened the back door to the car, and I set the turkey in the back seat.
Okay.
All right. I run back inside the house just to get the macaroni salad and my purse. Took about 2 minutes. As I turn around and head out the door, the first thing I see is my neighbor's Rottweiler with his head in my car. I've always liked this dog. It's a very nice dog, but he just would not let go of that turkey. The Rottweiler ate an entire side of the turkey before I could get it away from him. I was in tears. I was so embarrassed to show up for my first Thanksgiving dinner without the turkey, and no one else cooked one, but at least someone brought a great ham.
Okay. I understand.
I can see this happening.
I can see it happening, but really, one important thing would have prevented this entire story.
Shutting the door?
Shutting the door. Which is something I would have done, because you never
but
know.
It's like, I'm just going to run in and run out and zip, zip and bing, bing. And, it's going to take 30 seconds.
Do you know how many friends have come in, come out, zip, zip, bing, bing, and their car is stolen? No. Door closed. Door locked. Close the garage door if I have to. No.
Tony on the live stream says, that seems like a compliment from the dog. So, yes, I think she made a fantastic turkey. It just did not turn out quite the way she had hoped.
No, and it's a story, and if there's a ham, and if your family is half with it, they're going to be like, oh, that sucks.
And I'm sure everybody felt really badly for her. Again, the first big family dinner, and she's tasked with the turkey that she basted so lovingly, only to have a little encounter with a Rottweiler.
But you know what really sucks, though? I mean, like, if you let it go and you say, all right, it happened, I've learned my lesson, we'll move on to next year, you're going to have an uncle or a dad-in-law who is for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
Is going to be like, make sure the dog doesn't get it.
That will be the family story that carries on for generation to generation to generation.
That is a exercise in patience.
And that is today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
We've got news coming up next, followed by Todd Alba from noon to 2, Maggie Dawn 2 to 4, Dominic Salvia, 4 to 6, and then Pete Schwabba, 6 to 8 p.m. Matt Rothschild will be in for us on Friday and on Monday. We've got a special show lined up for you tomorrow, so if you need some company while you're in the kitchen, a specially curated best-of show for you coming your way tomorrow. Thank you so very much, and I am so grateful for you, Greg and Jess, and all of our engineers and everyone at Civic Media, and thank you for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world.
Thank you, Jane, for being you and being awesome.
I hope you find some joy over the weekend. Be careful on the roadways. Please be kind. And we'll see you on Monday. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks, you guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I have an all-star lineup of John Legend, Jenny Slate, Adam Brody, and the one and only John Grise, also known as Uncle Rico. And I'm joined by musical guest Eric Ratzak from Ask Your Mother and Eric Jellin from Mascot Theory.
Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Join us on Tuesdays for Community Stories and Thursdays for Community Stories Junior, both from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WFHR.
Your host, Melissa Kay, brings together folks of all ages from our community. With history from our elders to innovations from our young people, Community Stories brings in-depth local stories you won't hear anywhere else, right here on WFHR. Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 5 to 6.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.